The Amdram Shoutout on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm delighted to welcome, joining me on the line, John Roberts from Access Youth Productions. Good evening, John.
Hello, good evening.
How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you very much. Good. Now, you're on to talk about an upcoming production of Rent.
Yes, big show.
Tell us all about it.
Okay, well, we've just started doing a senior production company with Access now. So rather than it being kids now and older teenagers, we now have like 15, 16s and overs now.
Okay.
Doing shows that can be a bit too risque for young children and young people. So Rent is our second production. We just did Little Shop of Horrors, which was our first one, and now we're doing Rent. It's a huge show. It's lasted now 22 years on Broadway.
Right.
It's been here four times professionally in the UK, and it's actually at the moment having a UK tour. We basically want to live up to its reputation, and I believe, because I'm co-directing it with my colleague Frances Elbury, that the show is incredible. Our cast is so good. I don't know how to describe it. It must be believed to be seen. You've got to come and see it.
It's a very, very gritty show, isn't it? It's there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of real life, I suppose.
Yeah.
For want of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, a lot of musicals actually dance around sort of issues, difficult issues. This musical obviously deals with sexuality, drug abuse, prostitution. And obviously AIDS and HIV, which is usually the main turning point when people ask what Rent is about.
Yeah.
People say, oh, it's people with AIDS and HIV, which is obviously the politically incorrect way of saying it.
Well, of course, anyone who's seen Team America will, of course, have seen the parody of Rent, in which they very much focus on that aspect, don't they?
Yes, and I, you know what? Matt Fern and Trey Parker are geniuses, so I can't really insult them, but it is very, very much, yeah, it is very clicky when you talk to people about it.
Yeah.
Because the subject is so difficult, it's put in the most amazing way.
Yeah.
There are, like you said, there are a number of songs called La Vie Boheme, Seasons of Love, I'll Cover You, Just Without You. There's just some beautiful moments in the show which celebrate life and all its forms.
Hmm.
And I think that the show touches people, makes people very happy, and it makes people very sad. And I think, again, it gives you real emotion. It doesn't give you fake emotion where it's done in a big Broadway number with loads of sparkly costumes.
Yeah, I think it really gives you stuff to think about as well, doesn't it? It is one of, you know, not think in as much as trying to work out, you know, what's going on, but really, you know, because it is such real life issues and it does hit them head on, then it does give you that sort of pause for thought.
Absolutely. And it's also about the way I feel like when I grew to love the show through the film. And the film is just so wonderful. And then I got to see the show in London, and then I loved it even more. So it's something that needs to be seen I think it needs to be seen a lot to sort of get into.
Yeah.
But you'll always remember the first time you've seen it, you'll always remember it.
It sticks
such a
with
wonderful
you.
Show.
Yeah, of course. And one of the things I find with Rent, as well as the amazing songs and the amazing sort of storylines, is of course the backstory to it as well, which I know I've mentioned on the show before, that the writer actually died before it opened on Broadway.
Yeah.
Went home from one of the preview shows, having been told, this is amazing, this is going to be, you know, a huge thing. And then, sadly, you know, had a brain aneurysm or something like that and passed away. And never got to see, actually, you know, the phenomenon it became, really.
Jonathan Larson suffered with a neurotic aneurysm. And it was something that, unless you got checked for it, you would never know you had it. And it was a very rare condition back then. It isn't now because a lot of people have been diagnosed with it because they go and check themselves. It's sort of like a cancer scare, I would guess.
Yeah.
Where you find a lump and then you obviously get yourself checked. It's sort of like that. You know, if you're a very tall person, if you have a curvature in the spine, you know, you go and check yourself out. You know, there's a lot to it actually, that Jonathan Larson had, which is one of the reasons why he was such a genius. You know, his fingers could spread like over two octaves on the piano, but that turned out to be a very negative thing because that's the part of the condition. But yeah, you're right. When he went to when he went downtown on Broadway before it was going to open in the obviously into the big part of Broadway downtown, yeah, he never got to see it. He saw one dress rehearsal, and yeah, and he never got to see the show, which is so so sad.
Well, again, it's hitting that real life right in the face, actually, isn't it? And the whole, in some ways, there's a, I don't know what the right word for it is, but there's a link there with the real life issues that he's hitting, and actually the fact that there is this backstory to it as well that is very touching and very much about, you know, how life kind of gets in the way.
There are people who, if anybody's ever seen the original Broadway production or seen the last performance, which is on DVD, there are a lot of DVD extras that talk about how close the cast knew Jonathan, the original company, and how much they were very good friends with him, and they were shocked about what they heard. They just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And they started the first preview of the show, the first ever public performance, started with La Vie Boheme, which I think if everybody knows the song, it's all about celebrating life and every form of life, you know. And, yeah, they sat down in chairs and they started singing it. And all of a sudden, as the beat started to kick in, they all got up and started dancing, which is where the original staging sort of came from.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's Jonathan Larson is a genius and it's so sad. But we hope that we can do his music justice. So that's what we really want from this production.
Well, we certainly can hear your passion for it, that you're obviously putting into the cast. Now, if that's sort of got people interested, where and when and how do we get tickets?
So it's August the 1st to the 3rd, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, at Walton Playhouse, which is Cecil Hepworth Playhouse now, sorry.
Indeed.
And that's at Walton on Thames, and you can purchase tickets through accessyouthproductions.co.uk. You can follow us on Facebook at Access Youth Productions. We have a special offer, which is £10 for students. So if you have any, you know, if anybody comes along to see the show, if they present the student ID, they get a portion of their ticket price taken off and they have to pay £10.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing things in this show that are very, very different. So there are a lot of things that are the same. So where you've got the costumes and things like that, they're very the same. I'm also the production designer for the show. And we now have a new concept using projections.
Okay.
And that will sort of be, you know, really interesting to see as well.
Wow. So it sounds like there's lots going on.
Yeah.
Within this. So it should be a really amazing night out.
Yeah, I mean, I would recommend anybody to come and see this show. The cast have worked so hard, and we have some new people who have come into the show, and they have trained at the Brit and ArtStead, and they're just unbelievable. They really, really are. And, yeah, it's like a professional company. It really, really is. And I cannot believe that they're an amateur company. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, definitely come and see it. It's the best £10 you'll ever spend if you're a thespian.
Brilliant. So, just once again, it's from the 1st to the 3rd of August at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse in Walton-on-Thames. It's saying here, recommended for age 12 and upwards, obviously due to some of the adult content that we were discussing earlier. Anyone younger must be accompanied by an adult at their discretion. Tickets are £15, £10 for students with an ID, and as you said, available at accessyouthproductions.co.uk, or you can call the box office, which is 020-8890-6826. Brilliant.
Yep.
Well, I wish you and everyone involved in it the very best of luck.
Thank you
much. And to kind of get people in the mood, I'm going to play this is actually from the movie version of Seasons of Love. So do you want to tell us what that's about before we play?
In the movie, it starts the entire movie off, and the song is basically about how do you measure your time on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So how long would you celebrate your life for? How much would you? Basically, measuring love. That's one of the lines in the show.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous song, and it's just a celebration again of life and. Enjoy it. That's the only way I can describe it, is just enjoy it. It's the first song that Jonathan Larson wrote. But yeah,
Brilliant. Well, John, many thanks very much for coming on the show. And again, I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much for having me.
No problem at all. Take care. Brooklyn's Radio.